Are you eating cookies over there?
95.5 KLS. Southern California's rock station.
Girl Scout cookies.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you had these Adventure Fools?
Those are very, 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 very good, aren't they?
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, you got to throw them in the freezer for a little while, and they're even better. But yeah, they're brand new, I think. Oh. I don't know. So, yeah, I can't believe that Stu left those in here. That's going to be gone in minutes.
Oh, no. What did Stu do? Oh, no.
Benny licked every one of them. That's what he usually does.
That is the best case scenario.
That's true.
He licked every one of them.
That's right.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
You didn't recognize somebody because of their mask.
I can see that. I'm not really bad at recognizing people anyway.
Anyway,
so you
right?
take away half their face, I'm screwed. Why? Did that happen to you?
No. Why would you say that? Yes, so, it happened to me.
Let's discuss in detail very soon.
We're going to talk about the Carolina squat.
That sounds
It does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you should see a doctor if you have the Carolina squat.
I don't know if you've been following, because it is depressing, the news about the war. But are great stories about Ukrainian
people. Yeah, they're awesome, man. They're totally screwing with the Russians. You see the latest one? They're changing road signs to divert them the wrong way.
No, but
because, of course,
love
they're
it.
So stupid as to follow the signs. And they're changing the digital signs to say, you know, go to hell and what have you, Russians.
I love it. I love all of that.
Awesome.
Tattoo mistakes.
Oh.
We were taking calls about band tattoos, and somebody mentioned that there was
A flower
that had all jagged edges and just was
looked
a disaster.
Terrible. Right.
So we're going to take those calls coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, you didn't recognize somebody because of their mask. And also, we're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel.
What? Really? Nice.
Yes, sir.
How's he doing?
Good. And we might talk to Puppy Girl.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, will she bark for us?
I assume that will be the whole conversation.
You keep your trap shut. Keep your trap shut.
Huh? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Last night I attended a...
What is that sound? There's a riot coming down the hall. Woo! All right.
That was my YouTube just playing on its own. Hey! Stop it!
You know, computers, you can't talk to them yet. You're getting there.
It worked.
But not quite. It did.
Do you hear it?
Wow.
No, you don't.
You're from the future. That's cool.
Last night, I went to a premiere of a new TV show called Shining Veil.
And I saw one of the craziest pictures in my life.
Yeah.
I have my jaw actually dropped open.
Mm-hmm.
You not only were not wearing shorts,
right.
You were wearing pants. You were properly dressed.
And I looked effing hot.
You are really
I'm just kidding.
Amazing.
It's a new show called Shining Veil on Stars, and it debuts Sunday. And it's a great show.
Nice.
First of all. And it stars Courtney Cox.
Yay!
And my girlfriend, Maren Dungey.
Nice.
And Greg Kinnear.
Nice. When are we having them all down here to hang out?
And it's a fantastic show, and I'm not just saying that because I'm boating Greg Kinnear. So we're sitting down at the Man's Chinese Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And half the people have masks on and half don't.
Right.
And now that you're able to take the masks off indoors, mm-hmm. if you're vaccinated mm-hmm. and boosted.
Yep.
So it's maybe 50-50.
Yeah.
So we sit down and we're waiting for it to start.
Right.
And everybody's talking.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody taps me on the shoulder and says, hi.
Right.
And I turned around and all I could see was the mask. So I was like, yeah, how's it going, man?
I suppose it's a little bit dark in the theater, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
even
a little
before
dark.
The movie.
Yeah,
or whatever,
it was really
the show.
Dark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Really dark. And makes a couple jokes.
Okay.
He does.
And you're not recognizing him?
Oh,
you don't
no.
know who it is?
No. I have
okay.
no idea. I just think it's a random stranger.
Kevin, let's be honest.
He's being nice.
You and I have that problem a lot in our lives. A lot of folk will come up and tell us things and talk to us for a while.
Yes.
And thinking they know, we know who, remember.
Minus the masks.
Even minus the masks.
Yes.
Even people that I lived with at one point or another. I'm really bad. I don't know why. So with a mask, I can see you were having trouble. So
made a couple jokes.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of stood up.
Yeah.
And then left and went up the aisle.
Well, now I'm going to guess that someone there with you was like, wow, whoever came and talked to you.
No, it was me.
Oh, you realized.
I turned and said, I have no idea who that was.
Right.
And she said, that's your friend, Jimmy Kimmel. And I was like,
wait, what? Are you serious?
How is that possible?
We've been hanging out with Jimmy Kimmel. You were hanging out with him in the 80s.
How is that possible?
And you didn't?
No, not at all.
Do you think he didn't know it was you?
Oh, he
knew
it was me.
Do you think he knew that you didn't know it was him?
Well, yes, because I got out of my seat and ran up to catch him as he was walking up the stairs.
I bet he wasn't the slightest bit surprised.
And I said, dude, I didn't even recognize you. And he said, I thought you were a little cold.
You were just because you guys broke up, maybe. That's what he's thinking.
Listen, it's a difficult conversation to have after we were so close.
That's hilarious.
Didn't recognize
you. Dude. And you're going to blame the mask?
He was in the row right behind me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to stick with the mask thing, or do you think it's possible that you just,
it was the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it was the mask.
Yeah.
Because, and this is the worst case scenario, you know someone well enough that you would recognize them anywhere and be able to talk to them about anything.
Mm-hmm.
When it's that person that you don't recognize,
right.
Then it's bad.
Yeah, it's really lame.
It's not great.
Hashtag lame.
So I'm going to blame it on the mask and the dim lighting. Also, I didn't recognize his voice.
Yeah, he's a very... Oh, no, I can't even say it.
Which I've heard sense.
Everybody knows that voice, yeah.
And so that's me. That's how I live. That's how I walk the earth.
Isn't that where Marcy is down in Cabo doing some sort of milk churning thing or something? What was that?
I don't think it was Cabo.
No? Oh, that's
but certainly milk.
Definitely milk churning.
Sure. There's a lot of churning going on.
A lot of wrist action, I hear.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, man.
Finally, South Carolina has okayed the banning of the Carolina squat.
The Carolina? What?
Yeah.
No. This sounds like something I would be excited about getting into.
Well, yeah, you would, except for South Carolina Senate okays the banning of the Carolina squat.
Ooh.
So that's not going to happen anymore.
What is the Carolina squat? Let's see. I would think
what
it's some
would
sort
you
of
guess.
Well, it can't be a nasty dance. They wouldn't be like banning that sort of thing these days.
Right, because they'd be all in.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, it's 2022.
Carolina squat.
Going outside, and if you can't find a bathroom, it's okay because it's an emergency.
That's a better definition than what it actually is.
Oh, really? Okay.
It is actually a way of putting your truck. So see this? The back end of the truck is down low.
Right. Oh!
And the front end of the truck is way higher.
That's like an extreme lowrider sort of thing.
Sort of, yes. Yeah, except for it's just the front just shoots straight up into the air. It looks idiotic.
I would think that if you hit the right kind of bump, man, you would just flip backwards.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Here's what's developing this morning. A bill making it illegal to perform the Carolina squat on your truck is now on its way to the state house.
Boo.
This is a truck modification where the owner will raise the front end of their vehicle while lowering the back end. North Carolina passed a law to ban the modification last year. Supporters of the bill say the changes are dangerous because with the front end raised and pointing up, it prevents the driver from seeing people or smaller cars in front of them.
Smaller cars.
I mean, it does make sense, though.
Man, you got a cool car like that.
They wouldn't be able to see a soul in front of them.
So what? You don't
need to see
them.
They can run over a person and not see it.
Well, that's fine because they need to get out of the way. You got a Carolina squat coming down the road. It's like, damn, you should be taking pictures off
the track. Mama, Carolina squat.
Woo!
Run!
Nice!
No word yet on the Arabian goggles or the Panamanian petting zoo. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I know it's depressing to watch the war coverage of the Soviet Union and Ukraine.
But I do enjoy the Ukrainians standing up and just the tenacity of those people.
The Ukrainian people are great.
Yeah, it's inspiring, man. Like one of the bottling places closed down. They aren't making the beer they usually do, so they can turn it into Molotov cocktails instead. And they're handing them out to people to throw at the Russians. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do love that.
It's really cool. Go home. Russia, go home.
Exactly. I do have a favorite woman, though.
Yeah.
There's a Russian soldier who's standing there in full gear. He's got a rifle. He's got pistols. It looks like he's got grenades.
Sure.
Like he's loaded down and ready for a war.
He's Putin's man.
And this Ukrainian woman in Ukraine walks up to this soldier and starts yelling at him. And it is fantastic what she says to him. Play just a little bit of this audio. You can't understand it.
Які вчені? Звідки ви? Які вчені? Ви що, росіяни?
I just want you to hear.
He's like, I can't. What are you saying?
I want you to hear her tone because she's not afraid.
No, clearly.
I would not walk up to a soldier
most of Americans.
And yeah, start insulting.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
So this is the conversation that was had. Who are you, she says. Wow. We have exercises here. Please go away. What kind of exercises? Are you Russian? She says, yes. So what the F are you doing here? Right now, our discussion will lead to nothing. You're occupants. What the F are you doing on our land with all these guns?
Nice.
Take these seeds. This is my favorite part. She has sunflower seeds.
Uh-huh.
She says, take these seeds and put them in your pockets so that when you die here on Ukrainian soil, a plant will grow.
What? Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
He repeats, this conversation isn't going anywhere. Let's not escalate the situation. What situation? Guys, and then she's yelling at all of them, put the sunflower seeds in your pockets, please.
Wow.
You will lie down here with the seeds.
Damn.
You came to my land. Do you understand? You are occupiers. You are enemies. Yes. And from this moment, you're cursed. I'm telling you.
Wow.
You are cursed.
Good for her, man.
How about that?
That is awesome.
A woman walking, and she looks like she, you know, it's possible to tell. She looks like she's 50, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not.
No, she's young. Shut up.
She's, right. She's not looking for a fight.
Right. No, she's just laying it down. Them. Yeah. I mean, especially after last time, and here they come, marching into the land again.
This woman is my hero.
Yeah,
and I will seriously. Tweet it out because she's the best.
Yeah.
And she tells multiple soldiers to take these sunflower seeds so flowers will grow when you die here.
We will kill you.
Yes.
Because we're going to kill you.
Oh, so good.
And
I love her so much.
It.
She absolutely
She's not
means
like
it.
Yelling at someone on the freeway. She's like, there's going to be someone who's going to kill you for marching down here.
I thought she was going to judo him right over her shoulder and just take him right there. Stab him in the neck with a pencil or something.
She'll let someone else get that done.
She's super angry.
She gave him the sunflower seeds.
Right. That is a start.
Damn.
I love her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love her, and I love the people of Ukraine.
Here, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last week, we were talking about puppy girl Jenna.
Yeah, was it last week? Yeah.
She acts like a dog.
Yep.
And begs for food.
Yep.
And her master or owner, she called, puts it in quotes. Tells her to sit and roll
sit.
Over.
Good girl.
And then says, good girl. And last week, we took calls on your kinks.
Yes, as a result.
As a result of puppy girl Jenna.
We thought we should talk to puppy girl Jenna, though.
Is this puppy girl Jenna?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi,
Jenna.
Hi.
I wanted to hear how you were going to finish that explanation, but I figured I would save you that. Do you want us to refer to you as puppy girl Jenna?
That works. Yeah, whatever comes more naturally to you guys.
I mean, really, Jenna.
No, I like puppy girl, Jenna.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go that way.
Jenna, how did you get started this whole acting like a dog thing?
Deal, my bopper.
So, it actually started when I was pretty little. I just had an interest of acting like a dog, and I didn't know what that meant. You know, it was nothing, you know.
Naughty as a young, yeah, I know, absolutely. Yeah. I used to go around on the floor.
You did?
Yeah.
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 And it was, you know, I, you know, my parents would throw a ball for me and the dog, and I would just get on, you know, all fours, and I would just go, and it was like a game where I would try to get the ball before the dog did, and I begged my parents to walk me out on a leash, and it happened once or twice.
Wow, I guess that's where we diverge, because
okay.
They wouldn't have taken me out on a leash.
But here's my question about that. It seems like it's an adult fetish, and that, you know, we assume that you got into it as an adult because there are people who would pay money for that.
Yeah, so actually when I started to kind of find my kink self, I went to a...
kennel?
hello? Oh, yeah. I went to a bondage convention. It was all rope. And I met a puppy there. And I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that this existed.
A human puppy, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And yeah, we talked, and I was like, I think I'm actually really interested in this. And they were, you know, we were just kind of talking about our experiences, and they were like, yeah, it sounds like you would definitely benefit from you know, talking to some people that I know. So
did you sniff their butt?
No.
No, not at the time. We're not that close.
All right, listen, I don't know. That's what dogs do first thing.
That's true.
They sniff butts.
Yeah. How fun.
Okay, so that person told you that you should do it, and then you got the idea to continue it?
Yeah, so I, a friend of mine, we kind of did obedience training, and we went through a whole bunch of stuff that puppies usually do, and I fell in love with it. And for me, it's not, you know, for any kink or any fetish, there are, it's not, you know, a two-dimensional thing where it's either, you know, you're into it or you're not on one level, like a sex level.
Right.
For me, it's more of a love thing. So I like the way that I kind of grasp love is through, you know, that love that you would feed, you know, give your dog, you know, that loyalty and that.
So treats.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me all the treats.
What was your expected response when you started doing this as an adult?
So when I posted online, I did it a little bit when nobody knew who I was, just to kind of test the waters.
Mm-hmm.
You must have gotten some pretty crazy responses right out the gate, I would think. Like, overwhelming to you, I would guess.
Oh yeah. When we posted the first video that kind of to TikTok, I, first of all, wasn't expecting that at all.
Right.
But when the responses came in, I mean, they were pretty much what I expected them to be. A lot of people trolling it, which I get it. It's weird, right? It's weird. And I expected people to not get it. But something that I didn't expect was people, you know, as I kind of continued with this, is that people would come up to me or DM me or send me messages saying, I didn't know that I was into this until I found this. Like, wow, thank you. And then other thing from, you know, men and women saying, I've been into this secretly for a really long time, and seeing this online has kind of given me the confidence to be able to explore this a little bit more than I was ever willing to do, and maybe even bring it up to their partners. And now my partner is really into it, and this is a thing for us now, and thank you. And that was the thing that I was not expecting at all. And that's the thing that kind of keeps me going.
And I know, you know, like when we used to do Loveline way back in the day, this kind of thing would come out, and only now with TikTok and these kind of, you know, experiences are more readily available in the world.
Yeah, more shared.
Yeah. So you see more people that are on the same page as you are than ever before, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great for fetish and kink altogether, is that it's being destigmatized, and these people who, you know, for the longest time were, it just held it in and was,
right,
you know, express it and couldn't do anything about it because, you know, if their work found out, they would get fired.
Right.
If their family found out, they would be ostracized or kicked out of the family. You know, it's a huge problem, and it still is a problem today, but I think we're finally getting to a point where we can talk about it, and everyone is, you know.
Well, I got to say, I know that Kevin is very happy that you chose the dog route as opposed to the cat route, because he doesn't like cats. Can
cats
you believe
suck.
That? Hey!
Cats because suck. Cats suck.
Hey!
A dog is a much better. What's your favorite dog food?
I don't think I have they taste all the same. I would say the dry I like a lot more than the wet, because the wet just has a very particular smell to it. And so whenever I do videos, you know, funny videos about me eating like canned dog food, that's always kind of a, it's a hard thing to get down sometimes.
Because you're faking it with the wet dog food, but the dry dog food.
Mmm, delish.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste much. It tastes just like a, I don't know, like a dry biscuit.
One part of the headline, and this is my last question, one part of the headline caught our attention, which was that you make $10,000 a month.
Yeah, is that accurate?
I would say that that's a very safe estimate.
Safe meaning possibly low?
Yeah, definitely. I would say...
What's your best month?
I I can't say off the top of my head, but after my page was open for a year, after, you know, we released our first video a year from then, my business made over $1 million.
So
it's been a pretty good,
You're blowing Benji out of the water, I gotta tell you. To hell with Lassie, you got this down.
You made over $1 million in a year.
Yeah. I haven't made $1 million in my life.
That's crazy.
Well done, you.
I feel very fortunate and very blessed to be able to, you know, do something that I love full time and not have to worry about going into work and doing things that aren't super stellar. So, and it's been able to provide me and any future, you know, plans with capital and just the ease of mind.
Right. Are there any openings there? Because I don't get paid that much.
You don't want to see Kevin on his hands and knees.
Hey, but someone would. That's the beautiful thing.
Jenna, thank you very much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Hey, where can everybody find you, by the way, just real quick?
PuppyGirlJenna.com is my most reliable platform. That's my website where you can see all of my content. And then Twitter is a really good constant one as well. I have my TikToks and my Instagrams will go down a lot. So Puppy Girl Jenna on Twitter as well.
All right. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, puppy.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay, down.
How have I never tired of that song?
I know. It's just one of them that you just can hear a bazillion times.
I have heard it a bazillion times.
I bought the 45 when it was new. I had the video on VHS tape from MTV, and every station I've been at, I've played it. I love it.
And still love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And as Jed used to call it, rock the cat box. It's like, damn it, Jed. Damn it.
He knows. Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, he knows.
I am looking at a picture of a tattoo that says, no regert.
Oh, no.
No regert.
Oh, no. You know, some people accidentally get a third eye blind tattoos, too. Actually says third eye blind, has the logo and everything.
Right.
I'm sure it's by accident. It must be.
You don't think they did it on purpose?
No, I can't imagine.
No, I'm talking about mistakes.
Right, okay.
I'm talking about full on somebody, you wanted something and they misspelled it is usually how you find out.
Or you misspelled it and handed it to them
right,
that way.
Right.
I mean, look at that.
No regert. Come on. And there's little things like, here's a tattoo that says, my love runs deeper than my wounds. T-H-E-N.
Then my wounds,
Little things like that. Sure. But no regert is my favorite.
Are there really bad like versions of artwork or someone's face when they try and do it? I've asked you a million times if you watch Superstore, but there's a great little scene where they're trying to do this guy's mom on his back.
Right.
And they mess it up so bad it becomes eventually Abraham Lincoln with a massive tall hat.
Fantastic.
It like takes up his entire back. That is a tattoo screw.
That is great.
That's beautiful.
So we're looking for tattoo mistakes.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo in your body that maybe didn't come out as planned.
Or you know someone. You've seen them.
Exactly.
And they're like really unhappy about their tattoo.
I mean, really, I think misspellings are my favorite.
Yeah. I like the really bad art, though. The ones that are just like, they didn't know what they were doing.
Just didn't look like anything like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that, too.
I like those, yeah.
So call it 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. And, you know, if you feel like you should, perhaps.
Right.
You could send us a tweet.
Oh, yes, please. There you go.
A picture of your tattoo, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, there you go.
At Kevin and Sluggo, or call 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about tattoo mistakes. Something on your tattoo is completely wrong. You have that?
I got a tattoo of a teddy bear. I had my husband's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dennis, and it looks like penis.
That's fantastic. How does a D look like a P?
I don't know. It was on my rear end, so I couldn't see it.
That's fantastic. You have a tattoo that says penis on your rear end.
Yeah.
With That's a teddy great. Bear, a very naughty teddy bear.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Thank
I love
you for
it.
Calling.
That's better than getting it done right, I think.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was 19 years old. My buddy was practicing getting started on tattoos. He did some skulls dripping blood around my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out they were they look a lot more like jellyfish than anything else. Yeah.
They don't look like skulls at all.
they don't look like skulls at all.
818-955-KLOS. You have a tattoo
gone wrong.
It's a mistake. Call now. We got Jimmy Kimmel coming up in the next hour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's crazy.
Right now we're talking about tattoo mistakes. You have one?
Yeah. So I have a buddy who got a tattoo on his thigh. When he was about 16, got a tattoo on his thigh, wanted to be a pot leaf. He wanted to be a rebel. Had a friend do it. Turned out it's a giant green Canadian maple leaf.
Hilarious.
His entire thigh.
That is fantastic.
That's not very rebellious. That's like, they're really nice in Canada.
I love Canada.
Right now he's got green Canada love for the rest of his life.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
I can smoke it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, mine. I got a tattoo that says some things are permanent.
Oh, man. Wait, you didn't do that on purpose, did you?
I hate to say it, but it was actually a $20 bet, and I took the bet, and I got $20.
That's worth it, man.
That's fantastic.
That's a really good tattoo.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well done.
I mean, it was an $80 tattoo for a $20 bet.
Hell yeah.
I feel like you could have gotten more, but... All right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But that is a perfect thing to do. That is very funny. Right
Thank
on,
you.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
You guys K-Rock.
Thank you. All right, yeah, tattoo mistakes. What do you got?
But when I was real young and dumb, I had this fellow downstairs that says, hey, man, you want to check out my tattoo gun? And he made it out of like a little motor and a pen. And just, And so I drew him a picture of my initials, SLT. And, you know, like in Superman letters, right?
Right.
And so he proceeded to do it. When he got done, it looked like it was something made by Mrs. Martin's in second grade class.
Oh, excellent.
And it wasn't even centered on the arm, you know, like the anchor, you know, on a sailor.
I don't want to be too judgmental, but you were letting somebody try their first tattoo on you.
Well, that seems like a bad decision.
No, I think it's a great decision. Well done, sir.
Okay, I met another guy who told me the same thing.
Oh, dear God, you do not learn.
Well, you know the emblem on Superman's chest?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I had a copy of that, and I cut it out, and I said, I want this to cover up that. And he missed it, so there's still a little of the old one sticking out, and it's just really, really bad.
You go to the worst tattoo artists of them all.
Have you thought about going to a professional ever?
There's a really good place I know called Tattoos Against Your Will. You should try going there. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your tattoo mistakes. Talking about tattoo mistakes.
I got a tattoo of a sun and moon on my upper back, and my mom wanted to do mother-daughter tattoos. But when I got it, the guy did it in the shape of an oval. So when my mom went to go get it done, the guy copied it exactly. So my mom has the exact same oval-shaped sun and moon tattoo.
Have you had to explain it to anyone?
And just kind of shrugged their shoulders.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was doing my medical residency at County USC, and I was in the OBGYN rotation. A young woman came in, had to do a pelvic, and she had tattooed on her pelvic bone. It said... I'm serving a boxed lunch, bon appetit. and on her thigh, she had tattooed, still hungry, dessert served around the corner.
Wow.
And I think it's nice of her to set out signage for people in case they get lost.
Right?
Going to town.
Sometimes you need direction.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to medicine.
In this case, no dessert.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about tattoo mistakes?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, when we were kids, he had a tattoo of a butterfly or something, and it said, stay free. and shortly after that, they came out with the stay free maxi pads or whatever the hell it was.
That's fantastic.
You know, you're trying to be manly, and then you get something like that.
He ended up burning it off.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I don't blame him.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. You going to burn your Barry Manilow tattoo off?
Oh, or
you
no. I wear it with pride. The O in his last name is my butthole.
A while ago, we were talking about songs you don't get tired of.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not one of them.
Most of them aren't one of them.
No, that's true.
Most of them aren't.
That's just the wrong attitude. I apologize.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. From time to time, we bring on a computer expert to let us know about security issues. Oh. I think we call him the Pink Flamingo? Pink Power? What? What's your nickname?
Maybe help
Pinky?
Pinky? Pinky Cuscadero?
Pinky.
Hi, Pinky. Hey, Pinky. Yay.
How are you guys?
Good. Now, you actually work for a large company, and you help keep their cybersecurity safe. Is that right?
I do, actually, for the world, pretty much.
Damn, man.
For the world.
Damn, Pinky. Now, this isn't Ralph, is it? Ralph's
no, it is not. Okay. This is all an right. actual computer expert. Now, okay. you tell people what you texted me, and then let's talk about it.
I text you the information about how there's cyber warfare going on right now with Russia and Ukraine, and how this may leak over to the U.S., and some people are concerned about that.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people are thinking that it's going to increase by a lot.
Right. So now with the sanctions and everything that the U.S. and Western European countries have placed on Russia, there's thoughts now that Russia is going to start taking aim at U.S. companies as well as Western European countries who help out Ukraine and in the forms of cyber attacks. So you might start seeing attacks hitting your banks or even companies that have been providing services to the Ukraine, like satellite imaging companies, as well as government agencies. You might start seeing people getting phished or ransomware, or even some of these new data wiping attacks.
Oh, data wiping would be so devastating. What about us, the little people?
So that's what I'm thinking, that the average Joes like you and I, they're not going to have our personal accounts targeted for whatever reason, you know. But I think what they're going to go after is if you do work for companies that I just mentioned, they'll likely start attacking those companies and probably targeting the people who work for them. So they do a lot of reconnaissance. Wow. Ahead of time to know what the email addresses are, and they'll just send out a ton of emails to the companies and hope that somebody clicks on a link, gets into the company, starts attacking that way.
Explain for people who don't understand this at all how by clicking on one link in an email it can infect the entire company.
Right. So once you click on a link in an email, you're usually taken to either a website, or you open up a document, and either that website or document will have what we typically call virus or malware on that link, which then opens up your computer to these foreign attackers. It pretty much is like a gateway into your computer. And then since you have access to various shares or network devices, then they start pivoting from your computer over to these other devices.
So they can basically infect an entire company through one person clicking on a link.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially with, like, banks.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say with banks, it's especially, like, concerning, because with Russia's pretty much their money's going away, right? So the likelihood of them hitting a bank is quite high. And in case, like, banks are hit, then you're at risk for not doing transactions, not having your bills paid, not even able to get money out of the ATM machine. So that's a big concern for us. So we're definitely keeping an eye on that.
I'm seeing that Switzerland is basically even saying, hey, you know what, we're joining for a change. Instead of being neutral, we're not going to help out with your money, Russia. Cryptocurrency, not so much. They're like, what the hell? We'll still keep doing business with Russia. Do you have any insight on that, or what's that deal about?
No, I haven't heard too much from Switzerland other than that I thought they were leaning towards the U.S. and European countries as putting their, like power behind them. Usually they're like a neutral country.
But
I have heard, though, that Anonymous, our great hacking group Anonymous, they've declared cyber warfare against Russia, and they've taken over quite a bit of stuff there. They've taken down their government website.
Nice.
They've even started broadcasting like pro-Ukrainian visuals on their TV channel. So they've taken all state-run TV off the air.
Yeah, I heard about that. I thought that was brilliant.
I love it when the bad guys, quote unquote, take up a good cause and try to cause as much havoc as they can for the enemy.
Yeah, that's like straight up Max Headroom stuff
That's fantastic.
Brilliant.
And a great reference.
Yeah. Right.
Very dated. Hey, we just made a 30-year-old song.
I do have some tips, though, to prepare
people
just in case, like, worst-case scenario goes.
All right.
So if banks or credit card companies are hit, then likelihood of you getting money from the ATM or the branches might be inaccessible. So I would definitely say have some cash on hand. Don't take out, like, your whole savings or anything like that. But at least have a couple hundred dollars on hand just in case you can't get money out.
Because this is the new face of modern war. It's like, you know, instead of actually...
It is.
Yeah.
If they hit a bank, how long typically does it last? So in other words, how long will I have to, you know, make my money last until they are open again?
It depends on how bad the hack is. If they're trying to do some sort of data wiping like they've done in Ukraine so far, then we're probably looking at a couple days just to make sure that they back up, that all the backups are put back into place, into production, and that any holes that may have been vulnerable to attack are patched. So it might take a couple days there. Hopefully not that long, but I would say at least 1-2 days.
All right. And is there anything else that...
Yeah. Change your passwords frequently. If you're using the same password for multiple accounts, including your bank, don't do that. Change your passwords. Update your devices to the latest software update available. And if you want to back up your data, there's plenty of companies out there like iCloud, OneDrive, iDrive, where you can back up your data to in case your computer does get attacked and wiped. You can at least go to one of those sources and re-download all your data again.
I don't think anyone would ever guess my password, 1234567.
That's a brilliant one. That's a good one. That's a hard one.
One thing I will say also, and it may be tech-related, may be not, but if you have mental health issues such as anxiety, it's always good to put down your phone. Don't be on it all the time. Catch up on the news later.
Yeah. Stop doom scrolling.
Yes, that is important.
Yeah, because we're seeing that a lot. A lot of people posting misinformation. You see a lot of people with anxiety on social media right now. And if that triggers you, stay away from it.
Yeah, just stay away from it.
It's great advice.
You don't need to know.
It's probably
the
best advice.
Exactly. So thank you very much, Pinky.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Stay safe out there, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we heard from a really nice lady Marine who wanted to throw this on for the people of Ukraine to Russia. Don't come around here no more. #RussiaGoHome KLOS. That's half a twofer. I got the other twofer on the other side of the exciting commercial messages.
Oh, exciting.
That is neat.
That seems bogus. I had an embarrassing run-in with Jimmy Kimmel last night. And
really? How is that possible?
I didn't recognize him.
What? Mm-hmm. You've been working with him since the 80s off and on.
Yeah.
You guys lived together for several years.
I
used to go out on that party show on a regular basis.
I had a conversation with him.
And you didn't know it was
and
him.
Didn't recognize him.
How high were you? This was yesterday? Oh, this is when you went to that premiere.
Last night.
What's the name of the show?
Shining Veil.
And that's going to be on
Starz Sunday night. It's a great show. Really
nice,
great show.
Nice. So you went to the premiere of that, and you were really, really wasted.
I wasn't high. And Jimmy Kimmel came up, and we had a full conversation, and I didn't know who it was.
That rules.
So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Jimmy.
Oh, nice.
And find out
his
side of the story. We are waiting for Jimmy to call. If he can't, I'm going to tell the story anyway.
So, oh, look, here he is.
Hi.
Nope.
Jimmy Kimmel telephone.
No. I can see you. Put your hand right. I'm right here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're right here in the room with me. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Usually I'm by myself when I do this radio thing.
So if he, you are?
Yeah.
So if he calls, he'll join us.
Well,
mid-stream.
Maybe.
So last night.
We'll pick it up.
I was at Man's Chinese Theater.
Right.
And it was a premiere of a new TV show called Shining Veil on Starz, which airs this Sunday night.
Yeah, and who all is in that?
It is great. Yeah. Courtney Cox, Greg Kinnear.
Nice.
Mirren Dungey.
Yay, love her.
Whole bunch of people. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's funny and scary.
Sweet. That's like one of my favorite combinations.
Yeah, but most of the time that doesn't work.
No, it's really hard
most
to pull
that
off.
Most of the time, one of them, either the scary part or the funny part, is not.
Yes. You know who does that really well, just to throw it out there super quick, is What We Do in the Shadows. Because it's not necessarily scary, but it's certainly like intense as hell. There's so much bloodshed.
This is scary.
Yeah, nice.
At the same time.
Oh, that's great. That's a great combination.
So we were sitting down, Man's Chinese Theater, and the lights were... dimmed.
I think I kind of threw that to you.
The lights were dimmed. They were dimming.
Right. They're dimming.
Because
I think your light is dimming.
That's possible. Because they were ready to start the show.
Right.
And somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, my shoulder is not wood.
It's a sound effect. You're a witch.
And said, hey, how's it going? And I was like, great. How are you? No idea.
That happens to us a lot, doesn't it?
I turned around, and the person was relatively close.
Right.
And he had a mask on.
Yeah. That is confusing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
I was looking for that. So he's got a mask on, and I see the mask, but I don't really focus, and I couldn't tell you the exact words that we use, but we had a 20-second conversation,
right?
Probably 25 seconds. Hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, I mean, it's good to see you. I'm sitting over here, but you look funny in a suit. Whatever. Whatever he said.
Right.
He said.
And you're like...
And I had no idea who it was.
Right.
And I leaned over and I said, I don't know who that was.
After they left? After
yes.
the person left?
Uh-huh. Because they were moving from our section to another section.
Right.
And my date said, that's Jimmy Kimmel. And I said, what?
You worked with Jimmy Kimmel in the 1980s. You've known that
all through the 90s.
Yes.
Yes.
Forever
yeah.
and ever mm-hmm. and ever.
Yeah. But
wow.
Did I mention the lights were dim?
And a mask.
The lights were dim.
Yes.
And he was wearing a mask.
And you were super wasted.
I was not wasted.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't had one drink.
What?
I was not high.
Who are you?
I know. I know this is foreign to you.
Yeah. I
mean, some of us can get through life without being high.
But do you go to premieres and stay sober? That seems weird.
I was so far.
By the way,
at this point, I was so
freaky
far.
To see you all dressed up and not wearing shorts.
Yeah, all right. Listen, that's not the point. So the point is, I had a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel, and I didn't know who he was.
Well,
so
now he's refusing to call.
So I jumped up.
He's so mad.
And I ran over to the aisle, right. and I ran up the, whatever, 8 or 10 flights of stairs. Flights. 8 or 10 stairs.
Right.
And I said, Jimmy. And he turned around, and he was like,
we
hey.
We just spoke.
Yeah. And I said, I didn't recognize you.
He couldn't have been that surprised, really.
I mean,
Jimmy knows you. We all know you.
Unfortunately, he wasn't that surprised. Although he did say, yeah, I thought you were kind of cold to me.
I was
trying to be nice to someone that I didn't know who it was.
Right.
But apparently I didn't accomplish that. So I had a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, you can't be super warm when you don't know who they are, really.
Right.
Like, this guy might be a total dick and
right,
I don't
exactly.
remember.
Yeah. Right. Except for it was someone
it was Jimmy
I knew
Kimmel. we love.
Pretty well. So so I need to be looked at.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
Is he there?
He's calling now, actually. Hello?
Hey, now.
Hey, we just turned off the Smashing Pumpkins for you because you... How are you, sir?
Good. Wow, I'm really flattered that you guys came out.
We never played it before. Billy's really mad.
So, Jimmy, I just told the story of not recognizing you. And from my point of view, it was... And then I want to hear your point of view.
Yes, please.
It was dark. The lights had dimmed.
I gave him that excuse. I'm like, oh, it's probably dark in the theater, right?
And you were wearing a mask.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
And you leaned in sort of close so that it was sort of like I was looking only at the mask. Okay, that's my story. Now go.
Two of those things were true.
Yes.
It was well before the movie started.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not dark, particularly dark.
It was dimming, though. They had started dimming.
I think his vision's going.
They had not started dimming. It was a full 20 minutes before anything
okay, it was,
happened.
Yeah.
House lights were full on.
It was, yes.
Okay.
And yes, though, you are right. I did. I was sneaking up on you
yes.
because I wanted to pretend that I was with the theater and I asked to see your tickets.
Jimmy,
and,
did
you?
Jimmy,
yeah.
I swear to God, I don't even remember what you said to me.
I said,
can I see your ticket?
Can I see your tickets, please? And you
hilarious.
Like started to get them.
Because I didn't know who it was.
So you did intend to actually throw him off. That was actually your intention a little.
And then you seemed to then know that it was me, and I started talking about how surprised I was to see you in long pants, which,
right?
I mean, even at your wedding, you were wearing shorts.
Listen, yeah. Shut up. That's not the point.
And it was very disorienting to see something other than your knees.
They're sexy knees, aren't they?
I'm looking at them right now. They're good.
Oh, the best knees in the business. And then I talked to you guys for a minute, and we talked about your pants.
Yeah.
And then I walked away, and my wife said hello to you, and then we walked off.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 minutes later, you came back up and were like, oh, my God, I didn't know that was you. And I thought you seemed a little cold.
Doug, what do you mean cold? Like I was talking to a stranger cold?
Yeah, you were talking to a stranger cold because you thought you were talking to a stranger cold.
Yeah.
I would have expected a little more friendliness
from you. Did you say anything that would have identified you?
Like, no, hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, something like that.
No, because you know what I do? It's a weird thing, Kevin.
What?
When I work with someone every day for 5 years in a row.
Right. Right.
I just expect they might recognize me and my voice. When they've had headphones on and been listening to my voice forever.
I got to be honest. That was more troubling than your face because you were wearing a mask. But not recognizing your voice for the whole conversation.
I have a policy. Anyone who's seen me naked more than 3 times.
Yes.
Maybe recognize me.
Well, maybe you should have shown him something else
when
you walked
dropped
up.
Your pants. I would have gone, oh, yeah.
Next time you're going to feel something flop on your shoulder.
Please don't. I promise this was a one-time thing.
Liar! Don't do that, dude. There's no way. It'll happen again.
Listen, he threw me off because he asked for my ticket.
Sure.
So why would I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, you know? And the lights were dim.
What was the first thing you thought when you realized he truly didn't know who you were a moment ago?
I thought, oh, yeah, that's Kevin. Yeah. I mean, it won't be long. Probably by the end of the decade, I'll have to give you my resume.
Our
relationship and how far back it goes.
And how many times I've seen you naked?
It's funny, too, because I actually remember all 3 times you saw me naked. Once
We don't need to recount.
No, I think we do.
Once we were before the boxing match with Michael the Maintenance Man.
Yep.
You guys took me to the doctor for a physical, and you didn't know it. But when you pulled the curtain aside, I was standing there stark naked.
This is Jimmy's idea of a joke, is to...
Another time, we were playing poker at Adam Carolla's house, and I came through the window naked. That's how I entered the room.
Usually you leave those poker matches naked, not come into them naked.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. But what I did is I took my clothes off outside the house and then entered through the window.
That's hilarious.
And the other time, we played in a celebrity baseball game, and we showered together.
Ooh.
That was really not a joke. That was more of an erotic thing.
Do you remember how I pitched in that game?
Oh boy, you know what, Kevin? I found a video of that. Did I send that to you?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
We need to post that.
I was the catcher, and you were the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Can we change subjects here?
We did.
This is not the shower story.
We did. I'm happy to change the subject away from I didn't recognize it. Yeah. Yes.
But we were playing in, like, San Bernardino or something in some, like, celebrity baseball game, and Kevin was a pitcher, and Kevin threw the ball over my head, like, 11 times in a row. And finally, and each time I had to chase it, and, you know, runners
because there were
advancing.
Runners advancing and scoring.
Sure.
Yeah. Runners scoring, just a merry-go-round of runners.
In the first inning.
Kevin, first inning. And by the way, we practiced for quite a while.
And I was good when I practiced.
You were good. And when it came time to really take the mound in front of a crowd, that's when. What's the opposite of shine?
I believe choke.
Yeah, that
Choking.
Was Kevin's time to choke. And then Kevin kept throwing the ball over my head and over my head and over my head. And then, I was trying to calm him down. I walked out to the mound, and he just handed me the ball and walked right to the dugout.
And I did the right thing.
He gave himself the hook.
I did the right. I pulled myself. I did the right thing. Well, Jimmy, I'm sorry that I didn't recognize you last night.
It's all right.
And I probably will next time.
No.
It was going to be dark. It was like 20 minutes from it being dark.
They were dimming the lights.
That's it, yeah.
You know, people aren't wearing masks much nowadays. It was probably
disorienting. All right, there are a lot of
You've hardly worked together since the 80s. You hardly see people
listen,
ever. It's understandable.
Listen, it happens to all of us, right, Jimmy?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
You have your Life Alert bracelet on?
I do. Thank you for checking.
Two for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. South Carolina has outlawed something called the Carolina Squat. And I'm not going to tell you what that is if you don't know, because it's funnier that way. We talked to a girl named Jenna.
Yeah, the puppy.
Whose username is Puppy Girl Jenna.
What a good puppy.
She told us she made over $1 million last year.
Acting like a puppy.
So get me a collar. And I had a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel last night, and because he was wearing a mask and the lights were about to dim in 20 minutes.
And because you're Kevin.
I didn't recognize it. So someone get me a color.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Under pressure. Feels like it should keep going.
Yeah, why not?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have concert tickets for you.
Yes.
To see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen.
That's going to be a damn good loud show.
Wednesday, March 2nd at the Wiltern. Tickets go on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's bloody tomorrow.
You can win them.
Yeah, right now.
By texting 68683. Just put the name Kevin.
Who?
Kevin.
Never heard of him.
Same. 68683. Text Kevin to that number and you might win those tickets.
Today was the day on this day in rock in 1967 at Abbey Road Studios that the Beatles began recording Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The album that ended up spending 741 discontinuous weeks on the U.S. album charts was released on this day in rock in 1973. Pink Floyd's eighth studio album, Dark Side of the Moon. Nirvana played the very last show they would ever play together on this day in rock in 1994 in Munich, Germany. It was in an airport hangar for 3,000 people, and during the show, electricity went off, so they did a little impromptu acoustic set that included a version of the Cars' My Best Friend's Girlfriend.